6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Getting very close to Labor Day here. But, you know, TGIF, Feel Good Friday, TGIF, you know what that stands for. The government is substitute your own F-bomb. All right. Gotta love that. Dave Krieger with you, and it's a pleasure to be here. Did you watch the moron speaking last night? And you talk about divisiveness. You know what I think is neat? We do great things for people instead of tearing people down. We offer free shipping on orders of $100 and up, dropship products excluded, for our Power Mall Labor Day special, which runs from today through Friday, September 9th. So all you have to do is order more than $100 worth of product on the Power Mall. Keeps us going. So you get to hear the latest news and analysis and even make a phone call or two. Because we do have a toll-free line, that's how we pay for it, is by your donations to the Power Hour, as well as shopping at the Power Mall. And you buy from the good guys, too. 844-769-2944 is that toll-free number to call. This entire hour is news and open lines. Susan Smith-Jones will be joining us, and she's a PhD, of course, so we can call her Doc at the top of the noon hour. And she has a website called SusanSmithJones.com. ChristianLifestyleMatters.com. And we'll be talking about surefire tips for losing weight. I know everybody's got issues with that. And every time, oh, God, another weight loss program. No, we'll just kind of dabble in this and you can make up your own mind what you think. Talks about your metabolism and all this other good stuff. So muscle mass, we'll talk about all that. And then, you know, food for thought. It's always educational. We're all about solutions here because if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Don't be part of the problem. All sorts of problems in China, by the way. For those of you who thought that, you know, we had this conversation with Joshua Phillip this week from the Epoch Times, who's been researching on what China's capabilities are against the U.S. and how Biden is, you know, the whole family's owned by China. And I think they've got connections into Ukraine and Russia and everybody else. So, I mean, all the commie nations own the Biden family. It's just the way it is. All the oppressive nations own the Biden family, and it all came out in Motormouth's speech last night. So, you know, you listen to all this nonsensical, and I told you last night he was going to stumble all over his words, didn't I? Yeah, we didn't watch the whole thing. We just watched clips. But I got enough of it to know that he starts, you know, stumbling and fumbling, and he's doing this in Philadelphia at Constitution Hall. I mean, just, you know, you're looking at this stuff, looking at the staging, looking at the optics. And he's sitting there jamming on MAGA supporters as if this is some sort of communist party. See, here's the thing, folks. Don't be upset about it. Understand that the more he opens his mouth and says the stuff that he does, the more it makes the people who are right-minded, like-minded and right-minded in their thinking, band together. And that's a good thing. Because then we're all about sharing. We're all about getting together. We're not like the apostles gathered together, scared out of their wits in the upper room, and all of a sudden Christ shows up. I said, what are you guys freaking out for? You don't have to be doing that. You got to get out there and preach the world. Go amongst the nations and preach the world, baptizing people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You know, that's what they'd like to share with us. You know, that's what the Bible likes to share with us. For those of you espousing it, if you don't, how about just walking in the world in love? And if you didn't have to worry about motor mouths like that in the White House coming out and making speeches like this and censorship and divisiveness, he just made it worse last night. I'm not going to glorify that. The guy's an idiot, and every other nation in the world knows it. His whole regime, his whole administration are a band of idiots, lunatics. All they have to do is open their mouth and talk about what their plans are and their policies are, and then we just look around us and see how bad things are, and we know that their policies, no matter what they say, are all lies, and they don't work. So we need to be, since we're on the right side of thinking here, in a position to be part of the solution, which means go out and get involved in your community and do right things. Do great things for your neighbor. Be nice to your neighbor. Talk to your neighbor. Find out what's going on in your neighbor's mind. Have conversations. Go to the grocery store. Say hi to somebody that you've never met or talked to or seen in your life, whether it's in the checkout stand, in the aisle, whatever the case may be. Say hi to somebody and talk to them. Find out how they are. Doesn't matter if you don't know them or not. Get to know somebody. It'll make you feel better because you reached out and you showed how you walk in love. And that's what matters to people. Despite all this gobbledygook that's intended to divide the country and further push our buttons, which is what they want. They think that all the MAGA supporters, anybody wearing a red MAGA cap, is going to get a gun and march on Washington. This is, they're actually trying to push everybody's button to see if they can start something. But see, we don't have to fall for that. We're smarter than that. But we also know that if we're not vigilant, they're going to do the same thing to us in 2022 they did to us in 2020 in November. They are going to attempt to steal the election again. We know it. Nobody has to tell you. You just got that sinking feeling. But China, in the meantime, 21 million people have been locked down in the southern megacity of Chengdu. And what's it all about?
What's it all about? COVID.
Yeah, COVID-19 flare-ups. So they're going to shut the whole bloody town down. All residents have to stay at home starting at 6 p.m. Why 6 p.m.? Families are permitted to send one person who has a negative test. Oh, you mean they got to jam a swab up your nose? A negative result on the PCR test taken within 24 hours. And what do we know about them? 7 out of 12 PCR tests given produce false positives. And, of course, Chengdu, which is the provincial capital of Sichuan province, is the biggest city to be shut down since Shanghai emerged from a two-month lockdown earlier this year. Argentina's vice president, meanwhile, survived an assassination attempt late yesterday when a gunman's weapon jammed as he tried to shoot her at close range outside her home. VP Cristina Fernandez was unharmed in the incident, which has rocked the South American nation already racked by turmoil due to spiraling inflation and her trial on corruption charges, which she denies. The man attempted to kill the VP as she was surrounded by large crowds of supporters outside her Buenos Aires residence around 9 o'clock last night. That's 9 o'clock their time, 8 o'clock Eastern, according to a statement by President Fernandez. So there you have it. She survived. A prominent Russian oil executive died yesterday morning after reportedly falling out of a hospital window in Moscow. He just fell out of a hospital window, stoking suspicions of foul play, given how frequently vocal critics of the Kremlin have been shot, poisoned, or defenestrated. Ravil Magunov, 67, was the chairman of the board at Lukoil, the Russian energy giant. His death was reported by Russian news agency Interfax, confirmed by Western outlets. He criticized the unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, launched by Putin in February. Wants to, you know, support resolution through negotiations by diplomatic means. And, of course, that got him killed. Falling out of a hospital window. Wow. This sounds almost like all those hedge fund managers and investors who lost all their money and jumped off of buildings or whatever you want to call it in New York, jumping off of high rises. Guaranteed splat on the pavement. Speaking of finances, the Group of Seven, otherwise known as the G7, plan to enforce Russian oil price caps. They agree to block transport of crude sold above the set price. Well, they can do whatever they want. We still, all we got to do is just go to the pump and figure it out. EU, of course, wants to set the price for Russian gas. So there's going to be a little bit of headbutting going on, looks like. And so, you know, again, don't worry if you're one half of America that not only the moron serving as president, that's what he likes to think of himself as, and his press secretary, who's the worst on record, you know, slamming half of America as semi-fascist terrorists, despite Biden's unity pledge. Yeah, don't worry about that. It's all mouth. This guy's not going to do anything without starting real serious trouble. They already have enough problems with crime on their hands than to have, you know, several hundred thousand armed militants show up at the Capitol. That would be an insurrection. They don't want that. They're scared of us. You see, that's what the problem is. So they have to lash out because there's 400 million weapons out here bigger than the Marines. And what Marine? I would say that maybe a fourth of the Marine Corps who don't know their butt from a hole in the ground would actually follow orders to shoot American citizens. They took a survey a long time ago at Pendleton, and that revealed 25% of those surveyed would do it if ordered to by a superior. Yeah. So you got to wonder if you run into somebody in uniform whether to posit the question, "Sir, thank you for your service. I got a quick question. If your superior ordered you to turn your weapon on an American citizen and fire, would you do it? Or would you disregard the order as being unconstitutional?" And see what he says. He might get wide-eyed. Why would you ask a question like that? Well, you know, they did a survey. I just heard they did a survey, and 25% of the armed forces said that they would turn their weapon on an American, and I just want to know where you are on this whole thing. Oh, my. And here's the thing. They keep pushing this term. And you notice that Biden last night in his speech referred to America as a republic? Yeah. I was amazed that that word came out of his mouth because all the rest of them were democracy, 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 democracy. They're trying to undermine American democracy. Oh, my. Yeah, combative speech. Okay, Joe, you moron. How's that for combative? Joe, you seriously are an idiot. Is that combative enough for you? Joe, you work for the devil. Is that combative enough for you? Joe, you and your whole administration are a bunch of incompetents. Is that combative enough for you? Democracy, my ass. Joe, is that combative enough for you? See, the guy can't make up his mind whose butt he wants to kiss. And at the same time, the CDC is now saying, time to take your boosters. They really want to kill off their voting base. Yeah, it's all part of the bigger picture, folks, and I guess they kind of forgot that part. That's what happens when you don't have a brain. You forget what it's doing to your own party. You're decimating your own party. Oh, my. You see, this is why I'm not too worried about what they're going to do or not going to do. I just laugh at some of this stuff because it's so ridiculous. And people see right through it. Officials across at least 11 agencies have secretly communicated with social media. And what's that all about?
What's it all about? Cancel culture.
Yeah, they want to deprive us of the ability to communicate the truth. And this goes back to the FBI's contacting Facebook and warning of Russian disinformation, which it wasn't. It was the truth. And whistleblowers came forward and said so. And, of course, the DOJ wants to go after him. And Grassley, Chucky Grassley, is warning him not to do that. Just remember, Chucky Grassley works for We the People, not the other way around. So if somebody pushed Chucky's button and Chucky is unloading, maybe he needs to start yelling at the other Chucky. You know, the one with the knife, Schumer, stab you in the back, Schumer, Chucky, that Chucky. You know, they made a movie out of that. He keeps stabbing all of his, you know, ignorant victims. Isn't that amazing how that works? Where's Chucky at? And all of a sudden he pops up and stabs some guy in the chest. Cartoon clown, you know. A dummy. Yeah. So you get one dummy stabbing another dummy. That makes a whole lot of sense, and people watch this garbage. But you see, when it comes to politics, you can equate Chucky with politics, because what do politicians do? Promise you one thing, when they get there, they stab you in the back. That's good enough for Chucky. So, you know, just remember who they work for. We the people, not the other way around. So you feel good about that. We the people are in control here. It's just that, you know, when you give them an inch, what do? My dad always said that. Give them an inch, they take a what? You're saying mile. You're correct. Right answer. A federal judge has declined to rule immediately on whether to grant a special master to review the documents the FBI seized. Some of the TV commentators with legal background are saying that U.S. District Judge Elaine Cannon, a Trump appointee, who isn't ruling on this yet, we don't know whether or not she has security clearance to even look at what's there. And who is going to look at this that has a top security clearance? The very people that are part of the current administration's intelligence community? How do you think that's going to work out? Now, somebody's going to have high-level clearance. A judge is going to have high-level clearance to be able to look at this stuff and decide, is it serious enough to make a stink, or are they just making a stink just because they can? It won't go anywhere. And, of course, the DOJ's classified documents narrative feels kind of like a Get Trump trick that we've seen before. We have a story on that, of course, in our email blast that you're going to be getting. And if you haven't been getting them, it's because you probably haven't signed up. So you know what you need to do. Go to thepowerhour.com and put your Hancock in there. Open up that little link and sign up. Easiest way to do it. Then you get the email blast, and you also get a copy of the story out there that a lawyer for InfoWars founder Alex Jones testified in a show cause hearing that the release of confidential medical records to opposing counsel in a defamation trial was due to a wrong link provided by his administrative assistant. Yeah, this lawyer, Reynal, F. Andino Reynal, Houston lawyer, says probably the worst day of my legal career, having to founder in testimony on mistaken revelations. But you see, then what did he do? He blamed it on his administrative assistant. Folks, I want to enlighten you about the way law firms work, since I'm a paralegal and I've communicated with several attorneys. And I know, and I've told them I know my place in this whole equation as a paralegal, that I can't give legal advice. But I want to pick your brains, Mr. Attorney, and I want to ask you something. If you are the supervising lawyer of a law firm, are you not the one that is ultimately responsible for the actions of your staff and subordinate attorneys? The answer was undeniably yes. So remember that. The supervising attorney for the law firm is solely responsible for any mistakes made by his administrative assistant, his mistress in the closet. And I'm going back to the days of the issues with all of those naughty documents that were signed by the David J. Stern law firm, including his secretary, Cheryl Sammons, or Samons. She would sign things as VP of whatever bank, servicer, MERS, you name it. She'd just sit there all day and sign it. I've even found documents in the land records where it's got her signature, her name typed underneath the signature line in actually a filed document in the land records that's been recorded there in an assignment. And there's her name, Cheryl Sammons, VP of some lender. But she's not. She's the secretary for David J. Stern, the attorney, the supervising attorney of the firm, who's now been disbarred. But look how long it took him to do it. Look how much damage he did stealing people's property. In the meantime, he has a boat out in the waters there off of Miami. It says, Su casa, mi casa. My house, your house is my house, is what it means. Because he was generating all these phony documents. And Cheryl Sammons, I've looked at documents where it's got her name typed in below the signature line, but there's no signature there, yet they recorded it anyway. That is an invalid document, folks. This is why I tell people to go look it up in the land records to see if you've got garbage documents there, because if you do, then, well, I'll tell you what. Because of the fact you're a Power Hour listener, I will entertain, if you email that PDF to me, at support@thepowermall.com, or the Power Hour, excuse me, support@thepowerhour.com. Email me a copy and PDF of that document, and I will analyze it. Make sure you put your contact information there, and I'll tell you what I see in that document, because I've analyzed tens of thousands of them, and I can tell you whether they're garbage documents or not. I'll do that for you for free. But past that point, I can't give you legal advice, but I can tell you what I see. It's kind of like looking at an x-ray, but you can't give a medical diagnosis. I don't see any broken bones, but that doesn't mean that there are any there, or there aren't any there. We don't know, because I'm not a radiologist. So, you know, this is the same kind of thing. You look at something, you do some preliminary analysis, and if it looks like there's something fishy going on, then you contact an attorney, and you start doing more research on what I call the C&E, or cancellation and expungement action. Every state's got one. Did you know that you didn't? Where you can cancel and expunge phony documents out of your land records. Some of them, there are provisions, believe it or not. Texas actually passed a law that said if you don't challenge the document within 2 years of its filing or recording, you don't have a case. You can't challenge it. It's valid. Say, fine, if it's valid, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge it because it's valid, and I'm going to get the guy on the stand to testify it's valid, and then I'm going to hang him out to dry and find all ways to get him for perjury on the stand and send him to jail. Then I'm going to tell the judge, you really want to make sure that document stays in land records, or you're going to get rid of it? That document clearly is a criminal act. Kind of crazy how that works, isn't it? Hey, this is our legal system. Welcome to America. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We'll be right back. 31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Back on the news, and of course, if you want to chime in on anything that we're talking about here today, you can simply by picking up the phone and calling our toll-free number, 844-769-2944, and we will entertain your comment. See, we still have freedom of speech in America. That, Mr. Moron in the White House, cannot take away. I know people will try, but you see, we have freedom of expression. And see, freedom of expression means if you want to stand out in front of Congress with a sign, you have a right to do it. And you have freedom of assembly. You have a right to do that, too. You also have a right to abolish the government if you feel that it has failed you, which is why Thomas Jefferson said that, you remember that thing about the Tree of Liberty? Must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. You know, see, where have we gone wrong? Are we missing a spine here? Speaking of which, I want to say a prayer for Susan this morning, who's in the hospital. She's got a whole bunch of spinal discs out of whack. And we're just praying right now, dear Heavenly Father, that this situation for Susan can be overcome. There's procedures out there that they can take and use a balloon to fill up and put some cement in these things to make her whole again. Father, whatever those procedures are, we just thank you for your guiding hand upon the neurosurgeon that is doing this, that it can make her whole again and make her well. We just thank you for her believing where it's at right now and that she can be made whole in spirit so that she can again be rejoined with her family. We just lift this situation up to you and pray for her healing in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there, please? I'm here. I'm listening. The Missouri Supreme Court. You know, there's a bunch of stuff going on right here because, see, St. Louis, they got this prosecutor, Soros-backed Kim Gardner. Well, she's being disciplined for misconduct for the 2018 prosecution of then-Governor Eric Greitens, a Republican. You see, that's targeted. Critics are blaming the rise in crime in St. Louis on the policies of these prosecutors. Soros-backed prosecutors, L.A. District Attorney George Gascon, Chicago District Attorney Kim Fox, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. I believe she resigned, if I'm not mistaken. But here's the thing. They're doing it. Selective prosecution. Remember Gardner wanted to come after those, the couple of McCloskeys who were out there waving guns around at protesters that broke through the gate of their gated community. You see, two wrongs don't make a right here. And since they, you know, if they were going to run at them in their yard and they were armed, then I would say, yep, you are defending your life, liberty, and property, and that's the time to aim and fire. But don't go out there and stand out there going, hey, looky what I got. Because you're just going to piss the other side off and egg them on to come in your yard. Why would you want to do that? To me, that makes no sense. They do have a threshold law in many of states, and they also have what's called a castle doctrine. Maybe, perhaps, the McCloskeys, who are attorneys, should have thought about that. Both going to get disbarred, not already. One of them's going to run for public office. Probably will get voted in. And now the government, you remember when we used the old phrase, circling the wagons? Well, many of Fauci's emails with Mark Zuckerberg should be shielded, according to the government. Wow. Amazing how that works, isn't it? That's called circling the wagons. This is where Fauci is not going to, you know, he comes on, he does interviews to his own benefit, not to his own detriment. He denies every single thing. The man does not care who he hurts, who he maims, who he kills, what families he affects. He doesn't care. He's getting a $431,000 a year pension plus royalties after he leaves in December, and he doesn't care. And when he gets called in to testify, he'll show up and take the fifth. That's why I have that T-shirt. Fauci lied, people died, pick a side. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning to you, too. We're in the afternoon.
Yes, hey, you are. Ohio, I should have said good afternoon because it is afternoon where you are.
Thanks. I can't wrap my head around what's being said out of that White House. Three times this week, I count. He has to go after us with F-15s, right?
Yeah.
His speaker, you know, what's her name? Whatever it is.
Green Jean-Pierre? Yeah.
Yeah, that's number two. And then that thing last night, I only heard or read parts of it. It's turned the temperature up, each one of these. I don't know how to get my head wrapped around this.
Well, look at it this way. Yeah, no, I get this, Kevin. I get exactly what he's trying to do. He's out there throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I hear you do.
And here's the thing. When you're in court, for example, because I've been there, and I watched attorneys who are losing, they start screaming and yelling and pounding their fists on the table. And you can see, as a trial consultant, Kevin, I sit in trial and I watch how the other side's behaving. I watch signals to the judge. I watch for all sorts of things. But especially I'm watching to see what the attorney does when the other side, when our side, makes a comment that gets this attorney jarred out of his comfort zone. And I watch him get mad. And you see, this is exactly what's happening, because don't think that Biden and Klain and all these other people in the White House don't know that their numbers are worse than what the media is reporting. Fox News is trying to be nice. Their numbers are worse. If they say 37% of America don't approve of what he's doing, which means, you know, 74% or whatever disapprove in certain areas, what it actually means is probably 4/5 or 80% of America doesn't want Biden in office or any of his administration, because they think they're all a bunch of incompetents. And the Biden administration knows this, and they are mad because they can't convince you to join their politics. And that's where everybody is confused, because they say stuff only to embolden their side to go out and do things like burn down buildings and do what they did in 2020. During the riots. And see, everybody could get their head around that. What was going on was wrong. And here we have his vice president, Giggles, out there starting up a bond fund and helping bond people out of jail. And then they turn around, they go murder people. So, you know, wrapping your head around the idiocy of what these people are doing, well, it's pretty plain and simple. I don't have to wrap my head around anything. It's all propaganda designed to try to get you mad so you go grab your gun and go do something stupid, which is what they think you'll do. And these people, they got this all wrong, Kevin.
This is where I still have to enter the picture there and look at what they would call a civil war. This historian that gave him a briefing that I read his interview about, that it's a select group of historians. They meet, and they have a seminar, and he has to attend. And it's definitely this retard side of it, information, and they're bragging about it. They're bragging about the results when he goes out on the stage and does them, when he speaks what they're talking about. And that's where, what is a civil war? What would it look like? Would it look like who against who, actually? You know, where are our boundaries? This isn't a North and South.
Nope.
It would be
the United States government. It would be their military against red states. That's how it would be. It would not be the blue states. Those people are wimps. I have other words for them that start with a P that basically has a similarity to a cat. And I think you know where I'm going with that. They're all a bunch of those. And, you know, frankly, they won't lift a finger. They won't lift a gun. They'll lift a torch and they'll burn. But when a red state comes at them with guns drawn, they'll run away. They'll go run and hide. This is the way they are. And they'll sit there and they'll scream to the government, save us. And then the government will come in with what? What ammunition do they have? I mean, most of their 155 shells, their howitzer shells, have gone to Ukraine along with most of their weaponry. Their Marines and all of our army and everything has been decimated as far as, you know, they're having to order, as we found out, more ammunition. They have to start another plant to make ammunition for all of what the government has given away. And so, you know, ordering more of these. Yeah.
At the level, they're taking them from active duty troops all the way up to special forces. They're taking basic weaponry, guns even, and they don't even have a resupply to fill in our active duty and our reserves. They're taking weaponry right from arsenals here.
You know the sad thing about
it's
that?
It's more than just that. Yeah. Hal Turner's reporting that.
China knows this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there they are, shrinking us. God bless you. I don't know what else. I'm just glad I got to speak with you today.
No,
very
I mean,
happy.
I'm glad you called, Kevin, and I am glad you're happy. The thing is that, you know, I don't, when they talk about civil war and stuff like this, and history does repeat itself, you know, you have a situation where people in this country, generally you and I both, we prefer just, hey, can't we just be left alone? Can't we just live in peace? Why do we have to play this go along to get along? I mean, if we disagree with someone, that's our right. But that doesn't make us semi-fascist or fascist or whatever. That doesn't make us any less than children of God, part members of the church, body of believers in Christ who just want to be left alone to worship as they please without government interference. This is why, remember way back when in the 60s and 70s when the Amish communities were attacked by the government, all the tax guys would be out there, or the IRS revenueers would be out there attacking and bringing all these Amish farmers into court, trying to throw them in jail for not paying taxes. I mean, see, this is where it starts.
We have milk cops.
Yeah.
The Department of Agriculture of Ohio had milk cops, and they finally got rid of them.
Oh,
go
wow.
Go out and sucker bait the Amish guy to sell him a gallon of milk, and the guys will refuse and just hand him a gallon of milk. Just a quick synopsis. And somehow that agriculture department guy will leave a buck with a kid or somebody and then come back and say that they sold it.
Uh-huh.
They did that.
Yeah, they got caught in trapping him. Yeah, see, that's the sad part about it.
Yeah, it goes way back. It goes way back and I think just who's against who, and this thing, and the only way I can say that I'm happy today that I spoke with you because I'm not alone finally. Thank you.
Yeah, no, hey, you're not. There's millions,
yeah, I know,
70
I know,
something
you're,
million
you're,
Americans.
Right,
God,
you're
on
delivering
your
it. You're delivering it right, David. You really do. I appreciate very much.
Well, I appreciate
you,
sir.
Much.
God bless you. God bless you and God bless your life, okay? I just want you to have a happy life, Kevin. That's all that matters here. We all want to have happy lives. And that's what matters. And we appreciate you and everything you're doing for us here. Richard in New York, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dave. Good morning.
What's going on in your world?
A few months ago, I called another talk show host. And I told him that I believe that Joe Biden is sleeping someplace in repose. And when they're done doing whatever they're doing, they're going to wake him up. I mean, they're not going to really wake him up, but they're going to bring him up from the dead and they're going to put him back in repose someplace else and blame everything on him, a dead guy, a guy that's been dead for all these months. And nobody's going to be the wiser except for myself and maybe a few that think like me. And by that time, this country is going to be in such rough shape that it'll take I don't know what to get it back to where it was, say, maybe, I don't know, 50 or 100 years ago. And
I might jump in. Go ahead.
I don't believe Joe Biden is even still with us. I really don't.
Huh. Okay. Well, there is a school of thought out there that seems to think that way, Richard. And, you know, I mean, there's people that are saying, look at this picture, look at this picture, look at this picture, look at this picture. And they're doing comparisons. And I hear that in my back channels a lot about, you know, the fact that they've basically eliminated and put body doubles in. We don't know. And if there are body doubles in there, then it's pretty damn nefarious, because the entire Biden family, unless they'd all been replaced too, are in on it and have been told to just behave, or they're all going to be executed and taken out, and we'll find a body double for them as well. So, you know, however that works, whether JFK Jr. is still alive, you know, I mean, we don't know. There's, you know, pros and cons to every side of the story, and they say that, you know, my back channels all say that, you know, JFK Jr. is still alive, and he's got, he's out there to avenge his father's death, and he's going to get to the bottom of this. And I mean, okay, fine. I'll believe it when I see it. Because seeing is believing, and in the Christian world, believing is seeing. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why we have to, in the meantime, do what is right by our own principles and our own believing. And you have to feel sorry for those people that voted Jerry Nadler back into office in the primary in New York. You got to feel sorry for these people, because they don't know any better. They keep voting this guy back in there, and all this guy wants to do, he's part of the divisive product of the government. So, you know, the thing is when you have the majority of the people there, I guess they like paying high taxes and living under all those regulations. And if they want to just sit at home and bitch about stuff, I mean, you guys did this. Again, Einstein, this is the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing for the next 10 years you did the last 10 years, expecting different results. That's insanity. Yes, it's nuts. I'm sorry, Richard. I got a feel for these people. They're idiots.
Well, Dave, Osama bin Laden is sitting at the bottom of the ocean, so we all got to believe what
they
don't
know about that either, do we? I've heard stories.
TV, I'm off the grid. I hear it on shortwave or wherever, but so I can't compare pictures, but I can compare voices, and I'll tell you, Joe Biden, he couldn't complete a sentence during the debates with Donald Trump. He couldn't stay on stage for very long, and now here he is, just, you know, living a hunky dory life. I just don't buy it.
Yeah, I know. It kind of looks funny. It's like, are they pumping him full of drugs before he goes on stage? Are they giving him uppers? I mean, what are they doing? I mean, I get this. And see, here's the thing. What the government doesn't want us to know, we're not going to know. And, of course, what disinformation they want to put out, they leak through their idiotic press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, the Shirley Temple wannabe of a different color. And she's going to stand up there and wave her finger around and wave her hand around, because she's all about hand signals, and tell Peter Ducey and everybody else what's going on, because it seems like that's the only time we get to see her, unless you're watching mainstream media. And then, of course, they're buying into every single thing that comes out of her mouth, even though she's reading out of a notebook. It's like Biden, he reads off a cue card, a cheat sheet. She's doing the same thing. So you got to wonder, if they can't bring an honest viewpoint and talk about it without having to refer to their notes, they truly don't have a plan.
Dave, they have put a fence around the White House, around Washington, and now they're building one around Biden's personal private residence. And what's it all about? Is it to keep him in or to keep people away?
I think it's probably to keep people away, because they're scared. That's the only reason that you would do that, because governors have threatened to send illegal immigrants to Rehoboth Beach. And if they're going to do that, then Biden needs some sort of protection, because that's coming next. And I would say, if you want to send a real message to people in Delaware, send about maybe 20,000 immigrants up there and drop them off in Rehoboth Beach and let them occupy the beaches. And we'll see how long this border thing lasts, this crisis. You know, they come. I don't care what kind of fence they're building. It's not going to stop 20,000 illegal immigrants from getting in there. They're going to figure out a way. There's not enough bullets to keep all those immigrants out. You know, look what they did in Sri Lanka when they stormed the palace. They actually busted through all the barricades and the police and everything else and went right after the prime minister and drove him out of the palace. Don't think that can't happen here. It can.
So, again, Dave, you can't kill somebody that's already gone.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But, you know, point made, they'll figure it out. In time, they'll figure it out. And if they do take out somebody in Rehoboth Beach that comes to find out isn't Joe Biden, they'll figure that out, too. Anyway, Richard, appreciate your call. Thanks so much. So a Southwest airline flight attendant looks like she's going to be $5 million plus richer because of the fact she was fired because Southwest Airlines trampled on her rights and illegally fired her for protected speech about religious beliefs in opposition to her union, Transport Workers Union of America, Local 556, and basically because she was pro-life, and she got fired. And now, you know, lost your job. Now she's going to be well off the rest of her life. I know some of us look at this situation and goes, yes, there is a God. Last couple of minutes of this segment before we bring Susan Smith-Jones on after the top of the hour break. Cato Institute. Every so often they surprise me with stuff. Oh, Emily Akins, PhD, the director of polling for Cato, says the new poll they just took says 76% of Americans oppose student debt cancellation if it drives up the price of college. 64% oppose it if it raises taxes. You know, we're talking just about forgiving up to $10,000 in federal student loans for people who earn less than $300,000 a year or less than $300,000 a year for married couples. And so, you know, the trade-offs are somebody else is going to have to pay for it. So you see, this administration is making some very unpopular, minimalist decisions that only affect people like AOC. David in Virginia, how are you, sir? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good right there. From the last remark right there that you had with your caller right there about the fencing and all that other stuff, there's this farmer. He went out there and he was all proud right there, and he's walking over there to his dadgum pasture, and he's looking across the fence, and he's looking at his cows, and he stands there for a little bit. Four, five, six of them come up there, and they're just standing there looking at each other right there. And the farmer said, "Yeah, you know, look, you know, he's proud of his cows there and everything, and you know, he probably thinks something like that right there." Well, you know, it's like what are the cows thinking? Why did this guy build this fence right there to fence himself in there for?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Keep them out and keep the cows in.
Yeah. That's something to think about, ain't it?
It is. That's amazing because, see, our government looks at us as cattle, don't they, David?
Yeah, I guess so right there. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff messed up and everything, but that's all I wanted to put in. I thought it might have, you know, give a few people something to think about. You know.
There you go. We always like clarity on the show. David, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate you. Have yourself a good weekend, sir. As to you, Richard and Kevin as well, for phoning in today. Like I said, TGIF can stand for the government as you know what. And you can laugh about that. Because you know the truth. You know what's going on. And do you know that Home Daily News, ballooning student loans have become an albatross? Here's another thing from ABA Journal. Because you think that all these professionals out there aren't getting hit? There is an ex-New York University law student who is now 91. He owes $329,000 on a student loan that cost him initially $29,000. Yeah. Wow. 91 years of age, $329,000 student loan. Adam Data, ATTOMdata.com. They've come out with a new story. Rick Sharga, Adam EVP of Market Intelligence, and all of their other people are basically talking about the trends. We're going to have that story on your email blast as well. You want to read that because I get that on my private resources. Under surveillance state, we've got secretive geofence surveillance software being snapped up by law enforcement. And we're talking about agencies from Southern California to rural North Carolina using an obscure cell phone tracking tool at times without search warrants that gives them a power to follow people's movements months back in time. Yep, fog reveal. That's what it's called. You ought to call up and find out if your community's actually using that. So many more stories that we're not getting to here, but you can read about them in our email blast if you just subscribe. That's all there is to it. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us in this segment. Coming up after the top of the hour break, Susan Smith-Jones will be joining us in our next hour. For Feel Good Friday, stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.